This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Again, Amherst are going to pick up their series in Laval on Wednesday. It's tied at one. The Bandits are in their NLL Finals, tied at one. Bandit Land, third and deciding game, Saturday afternoon at 4:30. More Bandits talk coming up, but we're going to try and cram in as much more hockey talk as we can. Impossible to put into context all of the emotions at the end of Dallas and Winnipeg. This series gave as expected, and the Stars emerged in overtime in game six. Again, Marty, I don't want to muddy the waters here. Just give me everything you're thinking about the entirety of the series and what we witnessed in game six.
So I wanted Dallas to win it in six because I picked Dallas in six. But when we wake up Saturday morning and we hear Kevin Cheveldayoff talk to the media and saying, and it was weird that the GM was going to talk to the media, and he comes out and he says, I've got some bad news to announce, and I don't know where that's going to go. And he says, unfortunately, unexpectedly, overnight, Mark Scheifele's dad has passed away. Brad's not here this morning, and Coach Scott Arneil is going to go back to the hotel and talk to Mark and see what, but we don't have an idea of what's going to happen tonight. And Mark Scheifele did say he wanted to play, talk to his family. He played, scored the first goal, made it 1-0 for the Winnipeg Jets. It was unreal. Like, oh my gosh, hockey, it's much more than a sports. It's life. It's the heart. It's the people you get to know. And when Scheifele scored, the smile on his face, it was like, oh, it just would melt you. And then, look, Sam Steel scores, make it 1-1. And, you know, it's a great game. It's a great hockey game. It's back and forth. Connor Hellebuck, Jake Oettinger, it's great. And then, with less than 30 seconds left, Mark Scheifele takes down Sam Steele on a breakaway. Could have been a penalty shot, but okay, it's a tripping penalty. They go to OT. Nobody in the world, I think, wanted Dallas to score on the Mark Scheifele penalty. Everybody wanted kill it off, and then let's go back, right? And then, obviously, Thomas Harley scores. It's a game of hockey. You got to do what you got to do. Dallas scores. They win. Heartbreaking for Scheifele, for his family, for the Jets. But more importantly, I mean, you lose your father unexpectedly like that. I felt bad and emotional about it. The Mason Marchment hug to Scheifele in the handshake line, like, it was Brian Marchment who passed away in Montreal during the draft. We were there, Duffer. We woke up in the morning and the news was like, Brian Marchment passed away overnight. Unexpectedly, and Mason Marchment, his son, was in the league, and he gave him a hug after. Like, it was heartbreaking. So we're all for the Scheifele family and the Jets family, but Dallas in the end was the better team. I'll say this. Dallas was the better team, and they deserve to move on.
But Winnipeg is in a pretty good place, even though as President's Trophy winners, they didn't win. I think for all the, and I say all, and most of the time it was just one storyline that people wanted to beat down over the course of the first two rounds, and that was Hellebuck. I think Winnipeg
was fine. He was good in round two.
Exactly. But even then, though, Marty, they still were roasting him, like, because of the goals against. And it's like, it's not even a thing for me. All I'm saying is I think the Winnipeg Jets are in a better place going into next year than they were going into this year. I think they are going to be outstanding once again.
Well, I mean, they're going to need a big year from Cole Perfetti, from Vladdy Namestnikov. They may not have Nick Ehlers back. They may not have Mason Appleton back. Appleton, Lowry, and Niederreiter was that identity energy line that they had. And Nick Ehlers is a fantastic hockey player, but he's a UFA. So, you know, we talk about Marner. We talk about Tavares. We'll probably talk about Marchand and Bennett and Ekblad, but we got to talk about Nick Ehlers as well. Those are UFAs that the Sabres could be in on July 1 if they get to it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Ehlers is going to be a big hole to fill, but Perfetti can step it up. There's other guys that can step up in that role. Arfalo played well when he was elevated in the lineup. He's played on top lines in L.A., and he could be elevated as well.
Yeah, and if they're healthy on the blue line, I think they're that much better. Josh Morrissey clearly wasn't, so people need to... If you're going to focus anywhere in these playoffs and try to say, well, if this guy was...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Give me 100% Josh Morrissey at his best, and this series, I think, has a much greater chance going Winnipeg's way. So this is all part of
why. He wouldn't have played a game seven, and he probably wouldn't have been part of the start of the conference finals. Like Scott O'Neill said, it wasn't good. It's not good. No. And it looked like not good. Like it looked like a knee, a torn ligament of some sort when he got out. It was going to take a while.
So tough one for Katy Perry. Her show gets bumped in Dallas because the Edmonton Stars series begins on Wednesday when she was supposed to play. So this is the second time in less than 2 weeks that Katy has been bumped from a show. It was same conflict last week when OKC took on Denver in the NBA.
No way.
Yes. So there's some rescheduling going on in Katy's world, but this series is going to be a rematch of Edmonton and Dallas that somehow the Stars lost last year despite giving up 10 shots on goal in game six. They lost 2-1. So who wins this time around?
Dallas is going to win this time around.
Edmonton.
Again. I have Dallas in six. I think the Oilers have found some depth. They've got, you know, the Evander Kane and Corey Perry and Connor Brown and Podkolzin and now Kasperi Kapanen scoring a goal. And look, McDavid and Draisaitl are fantastic. They may get Matthias Ekholm back. But at Dallas, to me, just – and Dallas beat Winnipeg without getting much from Tyler Seguin, Matt Duchene, Jamie Benn, like – Jason Robertson just...
Because of goaltending. So people need to park the whole Hellebuck thing. Winnipeg's goaltending was excellent. That's why all these big stars were held off the score sheet.
Connor Hellebuck was good, yes. But I'm just saying, like, Dallas is a really good team. And if their depth comes through a little bit more, I think this is, I wanted to say Dallas in five. Be honest with you. I wanted to say Dallas in five, and I said Dallas in
six. Who
are
they playing in the final then?
Do you want my
my
sneaky Eastern Conference pick? Carolina in seven.
It's not so sneaky. Carolina's really good. So yeah, there are no wrong answers here, dude.
I'm going Carolina and Dallas in the Stanley Cup final, which is two teams that Buffalo would not be able to cheer for because of the Dallas 99 finals and the 06 Carolina conference finals. But I think it's going to be Carolina-Dallas.
I think it's going to be Edmonton, and I don't know who they're going to be playing. It's either going to be a final rematch of last year or it's going to be a final rematch of 2006, both of which Edmonton emerged on the wrong side. I don't know. Yeah. Give me another day and before the series begins tomorrow in Carolina.
You still didn't answer my question before the break.
What?
Matthews, with all the pieces that I said we could trade for, or Marner as a UFA?
For Buffalo?
Yeah.
Oh, well, obviously UFA. I mean, why,
Marner,
why,
UFA,
why
okay.
would you? Yeah.
Well, I mean, some people are going to say, look, Austin Matthews is, you know, a 50, 60 goal scorer, center. Like, you could go Norris, Matthews, and have Thompson on one line and Matthews on the other. Mm-hmm. A lefty Matthews, a righty Thompson on the power play. There's a lot that could go that way, too, that you could say, oh, let's run with it. Let's be, let's go
well,
crazy.
What do you say?
Yeah, I'm saying Marner UFA would probably be the wiser choice, too, but it's still interesting.
Well, I'd like to meet someone named John Tavares who had a good Sunday, because at this point it was not kind to either of JT's yesterday with what happened with the Leafs and obviously with what happened with the Bandits. But the Bandits, John Tavares, has a great opportunity in front of him to coach to another championship win for Buffalo on Saturday afternoon when Saskatchewan comes to town. We'll break on that note, come back with a little sample of how that unfolded this weekend, the 1-1 series final right now between the Rush and the Bandits. This is Sabres Live. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.